Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And Bob, the Patriots get it done here at Gillette Stadium, a 43-17 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. They will advance to 3-2, and certainly a passionate night with the players on the field, but also with the crowds in the stands. Certainly a win that they needed, and they got it tonight.
Yeah, back home at Gillette Stadium, where they'd won their last 31 against AFC opponents, and this fan base was charged up tonight. Yeah. Very electric atmosphere, and the Patriots answered the call of the fans, setting the tone of that 80-yard drive to start things. Well-balanced pass and run. Stephen Ridley off to a productive start tonight, over 100 yards. And Tom Brady, of course, early in the first half, eclipsing the 50,000-yard mark passing as a quarterback right. in the NFL. A great night all the way around for the Patriots.
Yeah, and this is the first time that the Patriots actually scored first all season long. So that opening drive, no three and outs, that was a good sign to see. But on the ground, going over 200 yards for the first time since the regular season finale last year. Stephen Ridley certainly had a great game. But hey, you know, we've seen Julian Edelman be the leading wide receiver for the past 3 or 4 weeks. Today, it was the two tight ends. You had Tim Wright, Rob Gronkowski getting in there. And Rob Gronkowski was pretty emotional in the locker room afterwards, just talking about how good it felt to kind of get the offense, everyone on the same page, and they certainly were tonight.
This past week, Gronk said he was sick and tired of all the questions about his health status and how close he was becoming the Gronk of old.
Right, and he took a lot of hits tonight.
And we saw Rob Gronkowski tonight back in vintage Gronk form, breaking tackles, making big plays, of course, caught the one touchdown pass, had 100 yards receiving from Brady. Big night all the way around, as mentioned. And you noted Tim Wright's production for this team, really a drive starter early on to set the tone. Also, Brandon LaFell had a nice play early on for the Patriots. Ridley ran well, Vereen ran well. The Cincinnati defense had given up only 33 points through its first three games, and the Patriots scored 9 times tonight for 43 total.
Right, now let's look at the other side of the ball. Cincinnati offensive line had yet to allow a sack so far this season. They had one tonight at the mercy of Chris Jones, who was able to get on Andy Dalton. And the defense, for the most part, was pretty much productive, you know, able to have a couple of good stops, hold the Bengals to just field goals. But, you know, of course, A.J. Green gets in there every now and then.
Well, he does. And a big concern for this defense moving forward is the health of it, because they lost Devin McCourty and Dominique Kiesley. And, of course, Darrelle Revis left the game for a short time. He had been on A.J. Green, and when Green caught that touchdown pass, Revis had gone to the sideline with a hamstring injury, only to return by night's end and continue to frustrate A.J. Green. So that was definitely a positive sign. But there's still some concern now about the status of Devin McCourty. And the Patriots played this game without Dante Hightower.
Right.
So a defense that was shorthanded nonetheless did a great job on Green and Andy Dalton and company.
So that, of course, sets up a big showdown for next week in Buffalo. The Patriots will keep it in the AFC East next week, but that will do it for Bob and myself, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.